الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، وقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, did the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a person has three qualities in him which he is not supposed to have, then he is a munafiq. Now it's understood that what is a munafiq? Those three things which he has mentioned, in one is to tell lies. Second is a person who goes against his promise. And third is a person, the breach of trust. We today have taken Islam to be just reading namaz in a masjid, on keeping fast. That is not Islam. Islam is a complete way of life. Now just imagine Rasulullah says, in one hadith he also said, even if he reads namaz and keep fast also, but if he got these three bad qualities in him, then you cannot call him a Muslim. So how dangerous it is today that we today, this quality of these three bad qualities which we all have in us. Sad to say that. However, the three qualities, one is that to tell lies. Now in the time of Rasulullah, the munafiqeen were known. Allah Ta'ala showed him that this is a munafiq, there's a munafiq. Now in our time there's no one going to tell us, but he's given us a sign who is a munafiq. One has to look into his life and see whether he is part of it or not. Oh Allah, protect us. Because if we got that quality in us, then it is sad. And he went on to say this much, that person, when he tells lies, in the time of the Jahiliyyah, they, at that time too, they did not like to tell lies. Lies was something which Islam does not accept. It's haram. A mu'min cannot tell a lie. Just imagine in the time of Jahiliyyah, when Rasulullah wrote a letter to the king of Rome, is inviting towards Islam, he began to think, if can see anyone from that area, from the Arab peninsula, who we can ask about this letter and ask who this person is. Abu Sufyan at that time was not a Muslim. He came there, he was brought forward. The king asked him three questions. One is, this person who is given this letter to us, who is he from? If a low clan or a high clan? He said, no, he's from a high clan. He said, well, that means no doubt it's a sign of a Nabi. The second thing I want to ask you, that when he invite people, the rich people come or the poor people come towards him? He said, the poor people come more towards him. He said, that is a sign of a Nabi. Then he asked him that in your wars, when you'll have a war, who is the winner there? But at that time only two wars took place. The Badr and Uhud war took place. But unfortunately, in the Battle of Uhud, there was a misunderstanding among the Sahabas, which brought up a little bit of defeat. So he said, sometimes we win, sometimes they win. The king was very impressed with his answers. He said, this is a true Nabi of Allah. Because he had the sign of it. But I'm trying to tell you, show you that look at it, that time too, Abu Sufyan was not a Muslim. And he was the enemy of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but at that time too he spoke the truth. To show you that you spoke the truth at that occasion too. So a mu'min cannot tell a lie. If he tells a lie, there is something wrong with it. But unfortunately today we are committing so much of sin of telling lies at all. For example, I just give you. See, we have accepted Islam to be, sometimes people, you know, there's a person now, due to ignorance, he reads namaz also, he keeps fast too, he reads tahajjud namaz too, he makes zikr everything too. He did not even realize the sin that he was committing. He was working for a company. And while he's working for the company, he wanted to take extra leave. When he takes extra leave, he told the doctor to give a medical certificate. And the medical certificate was given to him because he said, give me an extra leave and I know I can get put the thing forward to my boss. So he won't cut my wages, you know. We'll accept that. However, fortunately he met a very great saint at that time. And the saint asked him, how are you? Then he said, look, alhamdulillah. He was, you must know he was pious. But to ignorance, what can he lead to? He told him, this is what I've done. I'm supposed to be going to work. I did not go to work, I wanted extra leave, so I made this incident, I made this an excuse, and that's how the excuse came. The Buzuk told him straight that you made a commit a very big sin. You rather cut your wages but not tell a lie. Because that money become haram for you. But look at it now, these are the conditions of ours today. They will look for loopholes of all that kind to look for the loopholes so that we can get a benefit. And here we come to realize that that was a sin. That was a sin. Many a time we're looking for witnesses who will not know at all. You call a witness, come here, you are a witness. He was not even at the scene also. But because you are a very close friend of mine, hey, come on man, I need some help now. You give me some help now, you say you are a witness at the occasion. And he said, okay, he accepted the witness. That's not a lie than what it is. So in other words, we do not understand that lies is something which Allah does not like. You can do whatever you want, but not tell a lie. Nabi Karim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never took responsibility for a lie, never told a lie. One lady comes and asks him, even if you joke to you, you're not supposed to tell a lie. Many times a person, no, I'm joking. He's not joking, but he's making an excuse, I'm joking. He tells a lie and then says, no, because you make an excuse, no, I was joking. You're not supposed to tell a lie in joking also. How careful you suppose your tongue. Musalman, Gireban. Musalman is supposed to be that person who says the truth and nothing else. One lady comes to Nabi Karim and told him, asked him that there's a dua, Ya Rasulullah, make dua that I go to Jannat. Nabi Karim said, no, the old lady won't go to Jannat. Now she began to cry. So he told her, what do you mean? I told you that old ladies don't go to Jannah because all of you now in dunya, at least women in Jannah, you're all young people. So they too have interest. He never told a lie. One person comes to Nabi, come give me one camel. So he tells his khadim, give him one baby camel. Say, yeah, so what am I going to do with a baby camel? He say, what do you mean? Every camel is a baby, someone's baby. How he should be so jovial and so kind, but never told a lie. Musalman, the last thing he has to do is to tell a lie. Sayyidina Qais Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, his mother gave only one advice at the age of 8. This is what the most important thing is this much. From a tender age, you must bring about a good quality in our children. Whatever we do, we have to bring good quality in our children. The child must be of that kind, he must never tell a lie. But what must I tell you today? You know, the fathers are telling lies, so the child is telling lies. Someone comes and knocks at the door. The father is present there. You tell the son, tell him you're not around. So you go and tell my father, say you're not around. So what is the meaning of that? You are teaching a child to tell lies from this age, tender age. Time will go by, you'll always tell a lie. And this is not a small la'natullahi al-kadhibi. Allah tells him. A mu'minun namaz never tell a lie, no matter what is that. So when Sayyidina Qais Jilani rahmatullah alayhi was traveling, a small boy, but his mother taught him only one thing. Remember, don't tell a lie. No matter what happened, do not tell a lie. You know, when he was being looted by the people with the caravan looting. The leader of the caravan thought that let me ask this child if he's got something too. And his mother hid some money in a place no one could see. But when the leader asked him, son, have you got something also? He said, I got also. So what you got? My mother has given me some money. How come you telling me? My mother told me not to tell a lie. Because he said to him, my mother's not to lie. He made sure he left everyone for that one cut of that. So we come to realize that we see so many of lies. And Musliman is not supposed to tell a lie at all. He's supposed to tell the truth at every occasion. You know, once Mawlana Rashid Gangohi, Yaqub Nanavati Rahmatullah Alayhi, was standing there. While he's standing there, one person come, the CID come and ask him, do you know who's Qasim Nanavati? He just shifted a little bit, said, he was here just now. But how nice, he said, didn't tell a lie. He didn't tell. So they were so conscious, a Muslim must be very conscious never to tell a lie. Proposal today, you make a proposal today, and you make the proposal, and after some time, without any reason, you break the promotion. That's not a lie, then what did he say? So we Muslim today have become of that kind, that we're supposed to have that quality into us. Nabi Karim, so the sign of a munafiq is that he will tell a lie. He'll tell a lie. Many other incidents I can tell you too. I know of cases that came to me when I saw a person who was definitely, you know, his medical, you know, whatever he was, it was completely, you know, expired. He wants to backdate the thing to show the thing that no, this is still valid. My dear friend, you can backdate here, you cannot backdate there. So we are telling a lie. Everything a Muslim doing today is a lie. So one side we're reading namaz, one side we're keeping fast, one side we're doing all the good deeds. And what about this? Allah Hamari Father. Second is that person who goes against his wada, you know, wada khilaf, against his promise. When you say something that, look now, you know, I'm owing you money, you tell the person, come to the masjid, I'm there waiting, you wait for me, I'm there. That person comes there and waiting for you, he's making you're making that person, you're crying in the mosque, you're making the person cry outside. This is the condition today, you make the person wait. Through him, that person now makes so much of promises to pay other people too. You have given him the word that I'm going to give you the money. Under that pressure, he has given other word that I'll be giving you the money. Now just imagine the time when it comes to the person not giving the money, what happened to others? So how many people have been harmed here? This is not a Muslim. Muslim's work is not. So Nabi Karim himself says that Allah, Nabi said, even if a person is namaz too, but if he got the qualities of being telling lies, he's a munafiq. My dear friend, munafiq is not. You cannot say he's a non-Muslim also, but we can't give a fatwa to a kafir. Kafir is something very dangerous. Do not say a person, anyone kafir. But to tell you that these are the quality of a Muslim today. Quality of in a time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it so happened that one time, one sahabi was coming from Makkah to Mukarramah to Medina to meet Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the way he met Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl said, I'm not allowing you all to go, because Abu Jahl was going with the army now to fight with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the army. He said, I won't allow you to go. He said, I'll only allow you to go if you promise me you won't participate in the war. Listen to this very carefully, how they were just a Muslim so victorious. Zuban ek, Allah ek. Zuban ek, Allah. They had one Zuban in them, Allah. He said to them, you know, okay, we promise we won't participate in the war. But when they came to Madinatul Munawwara, and they saw that how much in need there was for people, because the arms and ammunition had nothing compared to the opposition. However, he met the person, met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what happened. He did not allow us to come. That's why we said, you know, we will take, we promise we will not participate, but oh ya Rasulullah, let us allow us to participate. Now you can just imagine at that time how much he needed people. How much he needed people at that occasion, but look at it, what did he say to them? He said, by the time when you spoke to him, you made a wada. You made a promise you're not going to participate in this war. You cannot participate. You cannot participate. Can you get an example of this kind of world? You'll never get an example. This is what you call Islam. Islam. They were victorious in minority, but they were very victorious because of Zuban. We today, in the world today, we have taken our respect is gone because of Zuban. The whole world has now become, we have become disgraced under the whole world merely because of only one thing. Zuban thing. Wada khilaf. We go against our word. We promise, we tell the person, I'll come and see you that time. I'll pay you that time. But you never come that time. You give so much of taklif to Musliman. And that's not the Muslim at the time of the Sahaba ikram. They made sure at all times. We go to that extent that you do not know the person at all, but you want a reference from him. You write a reference according to a person who you do not know to. And someone asks you, you know that person? No, I don't. You not know him at all, but you write a letter of reference because your close friend asks him, please give me this letter now. I need this letter. This letter is very important. Regarding this person, I want you to write something about him. He knows nothing about him. But yet he's writing a letter about him to give reference. Will that be accepted in Allah's court? So this is what Islam is. Islam is not only namaz. Islam is a complete way of life, your zuban. Your zuban must be echo. Do not go against, breach your promise. You go against your wada. Nabi Karim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, one person gets hold of him and says, Ya Rasul, give me my money now. If you don't give me money now, I do not allow you to leave this place. Who is speaking to? He's speaking to Rabbi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had Umar radiallahu ta'ala wakes up there and tries to intervene. He says, Umar, he's got the rights. Today you can do that. Today you can do that. Today you are taking, you are owing people money, but when a person comes and asks you money, you will do like he, you are owing him money. He is owing you money. And the worst part of it, if you do not have the money, tell nicely before time, I haven't got the money. But everyone got the money. But they don't want to pay. Had Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Karim told him, oh Umar, sit down quietly, he's got the rights. He did not allow Nabi Karim to move from there. He read all his namazes in the masjid and came back and stood there. After Fijr, he looked at Nabi Karim and he says, I only wanted to test you. I saw all the qualities in Torah regarding you. There one quality was missing, which I want to see. And there's a quality of tolerance. Quality of tolerance. I seen the quality now in you. No doubt you're a true Nabi of Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Muhammad. He accepted Islam. And we are of this kind today. Sad to say that we are of this kind, that the three qualities we have in us. Oh Allah, let's take this quality out of us. Let us take this quality out of us because we are not true Muslims, that's the case. Since when are we trying to tell lies? Why are we supposed to tell lies? Lies is something that is not supposed to be part of Islam. One Sahabi came to Nabi Karim and he asked, give me one example, give me one advice. Because he has some weakness in him, he commit all kinds of sins. Nabi Karim told him only one thing, do not tell a lie. Now he had a habit of maybe committing this sin, drinking, whatever. Now the moment you want to commit a sin, he remembers this one advice, do not tell a lie. Because he knows this month that he was going to meet Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasul asked him something, how can I tell a lie? On that, in one sentence of it, do not tell a lie. He made sure this month that he kept, the moment you want to commit a zina, I'm just going to advise example. Straight away, if Rasul asked me, what will I do? The moment you want to commit, tell a lie again. Straight away, think, Nabi Karim asked me, what will I do? So in every occasion it was like this, that he tried to do something wrong, immediately that comes, if Rasulullah asks you. So this small statement which you and I take it small, if you and I can bring that quality into us, and do not bring that quality, don't tell a lie. Keep your word. Your zuban must be egg. Wada khilaf. Do not go against a breach of promise. You promise someone something you cannot meet it, go nice and tell him before time, please, I cannot meet it. But do not make him cry. Because remember, he's crying, Allah listens very quickly. When he's crying, Allah listens very quickly. But we do not understand this thing. So when Nabi Karim Sam give this idea, that how much important it is that whenever, whatever we do, these three things have been so important that Rasulullah Sam once, he told the Sahabas that, do you want to know a Muslim? Do you want to show a Muslim? He said, Ya Rasulullah, who is that person? Do you know, say, what the Jannati is? He said, Ya Rasulullah, who that Jannati is? He said, that person who never keeps in heart any kind of malice. He does not have. That's why in one majlis, while he's having the majlis taking place, one Jannati is coming. Every Sahabi looking who the Jannati is. After Nabi took 3 days, he said, Jannati is coming. That same person came. One Sahabi said, there must be something so good in him. Let me ask that I can also bring that quality in me too. And he asked that person, let me stay with you 1-2 days. So he stayed in 2 days. He said, oh, he was not even reading tahajjud namaz too. But he did not read one, he did not miss one namaz too. He did not miss one namaz too. But he did not read tahajjud namaz. But he did not miss one namaz too. But he had qualities of that kind. Qualities of the highest kind. That he was telling the truth to everyone. He kept his word. That was the thing. So he asked him, you know, before he leaving, Nabi Karim made dua that, you know, to show us that you are a Jannati. What are you really doing? We can't see you doing anything good. He said, Alhamdulillah, whatever you see in me, this is what I have done every day of my life. That does not mean make tahajjud, not make tahajjud namaz. Make lot of tahajjud namaz. Read all of nafil namaz. Not lot of fast. But make yourself a person of that kind. That try to, these three qualities which you are not supposed to have in us, to tell lies. To tell lies. To breach a promise and to go against wada, that you must not know. It's very important. That's why one buzruk, you know, when one person gave one secret to him, he said, Hazrat, this is the thing. After 1 year he came, no, I gave you the secret. He said, I forgot about it. I forgot about it. This is what called kama. This is what called kama. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever I have said, which is supposed to be said, the lecture is supposed to be even 1-2 hours it takes to speak on this subject. But just in short, I've told you this, that as far as possible, Allah must keep away from this munafiq. The three qualities which are not supposed to happen, not to tell lies, not to go against one's word. You gave your word, you gave. No matter after what happens to you, you gave your word. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told the Sahabi straight, you gave your word, you cannot participate in the war. No matter what it was, and they wanted people at that time. They shot. But Rasulullah, only one thing, you cannot participate in a war because you gave your word. Musliman must be of that kind. So Allah Ta'ala must give the tawfiq of acting on whatever I have said, and whatever we have done in the past, may tawbah and istighfar and become better Muslims. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.